Hello there, welcome to my website. I want to talk to you about the terrible beating of a young man that took place in Chicago here about 2 weeks ago. Remember the case of the four African Americans who beat up a young disabled white kid, and the young man was beaten very heavily, and the perpetrators took pictures, video of it, and posted it on Facebook. I mean, how dumb can you get? So they've been arrested, and they're charged with a variety of crimes, and they should be. They should be very severely punished to the full extent of the law. They're charged with burglary and kidnapping and possession of a stolen van, but they're also charged with a hate crime. A hate crime says that certain categories increase the penalties and that certain people are singled out to be more severely prosecuted than others if you commit a hate crime. In the movie, the people were yelling, using the F word, F Donald Trump, and trying to portray it, I guess, as a white-black situation. So now the kids are also charged with a hate crime. I got no problem heavily punishing these young people who beat up this poor kid and took advantage of him. They should be, if the charges are true, it's on Facebook, hard to see it's not true, it was live stream on Facebook. This social media horror shows they look pretty guilty, and they should be prosecuted for burglary and kidnapping and possession of a stolen van and even attempted murder. And I don't care how long you stick them. Stick them good for that. It's just no excuse for that. But here's the question. Does one person get one person's crime worth more than another person's crime? It's the same crime. There is a fine writer, happens to be African-American, who writes for a number of syndicated publications throughout the country. Name is Thomas Sewell. And Sewell noted recently in a column that it took centuries of struggle and people putting their lives on the line to get rid of the idea that a crime against A should be treated differently than the same crime committed against B. You see what I'm showing you? So the hate crime level actually diminishes the actual crime, while it promotes different standards of justice for different persons. If your poor child was murdered, who cares what the reason is they were murdered, and the perpetrator should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. If there's no hate crime involved in the murder involving one of your member families, they're treated as a lesser emphasis than someone that kills some other child because they hate the parents because they're gay or something like that. I just think hate crimes fly in the face of fairness. I've been backed up by Rush Limbaugh and across the Wall Street Journal's editorializing against hate crimes here this last week. So you got to use some common sense, and I don't think in this case there are. I think the crime is the crime. If you're guilty, you're punished no matter what your reasoning. Let's don't get inside your head. That's what Big Brother did in 1984. Let's don't get inside your head and determine what's a hate crime. That's my thoughts. Hope you agree. In any event, listen to my radio program this weekend. I'll be on this weekend. You can get podcasts and check it all right here on this site. Hey, thanks for checking in with me today.